Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in-house. Beth Earlbeck is with us. Beth is the Cass County Youth Coordinator through the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and I'm going to talk a little bit about a camp for kids coming up here pretty quick. Beth, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. How's winter treating you so far?
Oh, we're having good weather. I'm okay with this.
Well, it's been pretty good so far if you enjoy being outside, I guess, and doing some things, or you don't enjoy snow shoveling or plowing through all the snow and cold and whatever. But, you know, if you're a polar bear, I guess you don't really like this weather all that much. And you've got a polar bear day camp coming up.
Yes. February 13th and February 16th. It's a partnership with Cass County Extension and Cass County Conservation Board, and it's a camp for kindergarten through second grade, and it's focused on polar bears this year.
Why polar bears?
That's just a topic we picked. Polar bears are fun, and they're interesting, so that's kind of where we went with that.
Is it just because they look cute in the commercials?
Well, that is helpful, yes. And I think polar bears are just kind of a fun animal. They're interesting, and they're kind of their own personality. So, yeah.
I suppose living in this part of the country, if you never travel to that part of the world, you're never going to experience a polar bear so firsthand.
The
so,
only real polar bear I've seen is at the zoo, yes.
Oh, sadly, yeah. And they beat his spirits out already, yeah. So he's not as he doesn't have the same life that the other ones do. You don't want to encounter one in the wild necessarily either.
Oh, probably not,
no. But polar bears. Well, but that's probably something that appeals to young children.
Yes. The camp's for kindergarten through second graders. So, you know, in the past when they've done this camp, they always said that polar bears are exciting and they're, you know, they're interesting to them and they're kind of cute animals. So that's why that age range likes them.
Well, the cubs are cute.
Yes.
When they're full grown, maybe from a distance, yeah. But up close, not really all that cute. But they're white, they're fluffy, they have big eyes. You know, I mean, they have all the things that kids look at. They look at them and think teddy bear.
Yes.
So it's pretty easy to get them convinced.
Yep. So we'll learn about polar bears in the wild and kind of, you know, what they live like and how they eat and kind of what their life is like. So we'll pull in that nature type of activities in and help them realize that, you know, they're not just cuddly teddy bears, but they are important to the world.
So is this just a learning experience for the youngsters?
Yep. So it'll be a day camp. We'll do some hands-on activities. Okay. We'll do some polar bear crafts and do some games and things like that related to polar
bears.
Like
what? You can't just say polar bear crafts and polar bear activities. Like what? What kind of polar bear games are there?
Well, there's some like floating on ice and walk like a polar bear and those type of things that, you know, it'll be fun to see and it'll be fun to do.
Unless you're our age, then it's difficult to walk like a polar bear.
That's why it's for kindergarten through second grader.
So now you mentioned different types of polar bear games. Are these like reindeer games? Is Rudolph going to be left out or is he going to get to participate? Nobody gets left out, right?
No, nobody gets left out, and we'll focus more on the polar bears.
Okay, stick with the polar bear theme, huh? Well, we also have with us Laura Canning this morning. She is with the Cass County Conservation. And what's the conservation angle on this? What do you guys provide to this program?
Well, we talk a lot about with polar bears, at least we talk about, you know, their conservation efforts up there and their changes that are in their environment and things like that. So they learn a little bit. They get to learn so much about Iowa animals a lot of times when they see me. It's kind of nice to learn about an animal that's not seen in Iowa.
You mean the kids are bored with trumpeter swans and deer and all those kinds of things?
Well, a little bit.
A little bit. They get that a lot just because. Well, it is nice to expand your horizons. I mean, that's really kind of what education is. It's important to learn about the area where you live, understand the history and the natural resources and things that we have. But that only goes so far. You need to expand. And these kids at that age, they're ready to start thinking about some other things, too, and experience some other activities and stuff. Is it difficult to keep their attention at that age? Do you have to keep them moving all the time?
No, we just keep them moving all the time.
Oh, I see. I gotcha. Just keep them going. Well, that makes a lot of sense. So you've got different types of games, activities, and things. What's the parents' responsibility here? Is this a drop-off event, and they can go do some things, and you guys kind of provide free babysitting for a while then?
We're not going to call it free babysitting.
Okay, I gotcha.
But yes, it'll be a drop-off in the morning and then pick up at the end of the event. Our time frames will be 9 a.m. to noon or 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. So.
Oh, so they have two options on two different days.
They have two different day options, and then there's three different time slots we're looking at.
Three different. Oh, I didn't see the third time slot. Oh, wow. Well, excellent. They have a lot of opportunity then to fit it into their schedule. And I assume this is during what they call spring break at school, so the kids have the opportunity to do these types of things. And excellent. Laura, how much work do you guys have to do to prepare for something like this? Because polar bears, it's really not right up your alley.
Well, yeah, but we have some things that go along with them, and so we bring in some different crafts and some different items. A lot of times we have items that, since polar bears are a protected species, they you can only get certain items like that with proper permits. So that's where we kind of have some fun stuff.
Sure. Now, is it just polar bears, or are you going to be talking about some other types of animals in that environment?
We have a rotation. So this year they're learning about polar bears, and then next year, you know, it'll be penguins. And so we have a rotation, so they don't see the same program as they get older.
Have you had a good turnout in the past?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so.
Is there a limit to how many you can accommodate?
Yep, 25?
Yes, usually about 25 at camp.
And you're usually pretty close to that then? Oh, excellent. So you do get a lot of good feedback from folks then.
Yes. Yep.
Well, good. Now, is this just an indoor activity, an indoor event, or is there anything outdoorsy involved with this then too?
We do go outside at least once during our camp times, whether it's with the younger kids or the older kids. So, yep.
So preferably it's kind of cold outside so they get a feel for the polar bear weather?
Well, they still need to bring their, you know, they still need to bring their cold weather gear and things like that. And we do an activity outside.
So. Yeah, do some different things. Like what activity outdoors do you do? Are you giving away secrets?
Well, no.
No, but okay.
If there's ever snow, we color the snow, but I don't know.
We'll see.
Excellent. Okay, very good. So what should parents do to prepare their children for this? First of all, they do need to register.
Yes, we have a registration deadline of February 4th, and they can register by contacting the Extension Office at 243-1132 or emailing xcas@iastate.edu. And we need people to register. We can't accept non-registered youth. But the camps run on February 13th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. and then Monday, February 16th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
What's registration? Is it just, here's the name of my kid, he'll be there? Is that it?
We just need to gather some small information, as well as we need a health statement on file as well. So if they're in 4-H or they've attended another camp this year, we already have that on file, but we can look that up when they call to register.
Okay, but it's not real complicated.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Pretty simple stuff. Okay, very good. Well, is there anything that kids should bring with them that day? Do they just come looking for having a good time?
have a good time and some cold weather gear if it's cold that day.
Okay, so there's really not a lot of preparation involved.
Nope.
And this is a free event.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It is definitely a free event. Okay, very good. Well, these have been pretty good partnerships. I know the conservation has been working hard to partner up with some different groups and organizations like Extension, the YMCA, different types of things that you've been doing. Are those important partnerships for you?
Oh, yes. And we do this. It's going to start all over again eventually with summer camps, too. So if you really want to think warm thoughts, summer camps are coming up, too.
I feel a lot better about that now because, you know, middle of February, I stopped thinking about polar bears, and I do start thinking about the warm weather animals and stuff, too. So I'm not thinking much about polar bears either at that point. Maybe I need to go to the day camp, I guess.
Right.
All right. So Polar Bear Day Camp. This is for children kindergarten through second grade. And again, it's Friday, February 13th. Two different sessions that day. And then there's a morning session on Monday, February 16th. And this is going to be held at the Cass County Community Center. So there's lots of room for the kids to enjoy.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Again, it's free camp. Pre-registration is required. If the kids get little hunger going on, are you going to take care of them?
Yes.
Some food there, too, for them that day?
We will provide a snack.
All right. Excellent. So they'll get a chance to do that, too. Okay. Make sure they bring their warm clothes, all that kind of stuff. If they do have any questions, should they call one or the other, or can they call either?
Either one. You can contact the Extension Office or contact the Cass County Conservation Board. Yep.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough. Very good. Well, we hope the kids have a good time with that. Polar bear crafts. What are they making? Polar bears.
Cool stuff.
Oh, okay. Cool stuff. Don't want to give away all our secrets now, do we? No. Polar bears, right? All right. Very good. Well, appreciate you coming in, Beth. Laura, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
Good luck with the camp and all the other programming that you guys do. I know folks look forward to a lot of the different things that are going on, largely focused on youth at different times of the year, too. And I know people appreciate the opportunity to get those kids doing something except being underfoot all the time when they're off of school, right?
Right.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thanks.